Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is calling for maths and science to be compulsory for all students finishing high school. In New South Wales, maths and science are only compulsory until year 10, but Malcolm Turnbull says back in his day, all students had to do maths or science to complete high school. He believes we need to revert back to that and see all students literate in science, maths and technology, because he says this is the future. Adam Spencer, Ambassador for Mathematics and Science at the University of Sydney, is on the line. Professor Spencer, good afternoon.
Isn't it great, Ben? A federal election and people are talking about mathematics and maths education. This is what it's about.
But honestly, when anyone says back in my day, you know they're onto a loser, right?
But it is an important point that not that long ago, a lot more people did mathematics in high school in New South Wales and a lot more people did it at a higher level. The number of students not doing maths at all has trebled in the last few years. The number of students doing the calculus and higher level mathematics is falling away at a time when now more than ever we need people who are scientifically, mathematically and digitally literate. That's what's going to drive this century.
But do those people want to be dragged down in class and in their studies by people who are being forced to sit there?
Look, it's a difficult one. I'm not going to make a kid who's just completely incompetent sit an exam at the fear of having, you know, being hit over the head by a big stick. But we have to do something to have more than just the very best of the best doing those challenging level mathematics. We are thousands of people short in qualifications in areas like computer programming, in coding, in all sorts of areas of digital literacy, where the jobs that are expanding are the ones that pay and build the society of the future. It's not an exaggeration to say mathematicians will build this century. It's clearly the direction it's going, and Australia at the moment is falling further and further behind in that area.
All right, the question mark, though, is whether or not children have been inspired by this stuff by year 10. I mean, if you haven't got them by year 10, I just worry that you're forcing people to sit through another couple of years of school and wasting their time instead of them directing themselves in areas where they know that they've got an interest.
And one of the most concerning statistics last year was when the then chief scientist Ian Chubb pointed out that about 40% of all teachers of mathematics ages year 7 to 10, about 40% of students are being taught by someone who's not actually qualified to do it. And you're right, Ben, because when you're taught by someone who doesn't love and understand maths, students can smell fear on the teacher's part. Students can tell that the teacher's just terrified that Sarah's going to ask another really incisive question and they're going to look silly. We need not just to change the rules about the subjects students study, but better equip the teaching force to bring that passion and talent out in them.
Always great to talk to you, mate. Thank you.
Pleasure. Always great to talk mathematics.
Adam Spencer, Ambassador for Mathematics and Science at the University of Sydney.